asked all these questions that the other part of the gang's life.
If you were there, would you accept it? That's enough.
My friend,
please. He's right. Now you're looking for another outlet to not follow the Torah. Oh, but maybe God's really not rational, so maybe I don't have to follow if he gave the Torah.
Wait, I can't find the place now. Where is it?
Let's say he left school.
Difference between the thing, in other words, between two kinds of conviction: abstract conviction and personal conviction. Just play a giveaway. The other mice, please. The other mice over there, the mice of David Melech, Basheva, and Uriah. You know the basic story. What he had done, right? According to the story, he had he acquired a desire for Basheva, right? And the only problem was Uriah.
Marriage?
Whatever it is, not really necessary to know. Just give me a right. Whatever it is, there's a plain story, there's a luck factor over there. In other words, that she became pregnant. So really, it wasn't a matter of she wasn't Eish Dish, because technically speaking, she wasn't Eish Dish. However, he called back Uriah from the front to get him to spend some time, in other words, with his wife, so that it could appear as though he was the father. In other words, even though there was no luck violation, but still in all, for political reasons, apparently, it would be terrible. Is that, are you disagreeing with me on that, Jimmy? I get a bad vibration. I said, if it were, they would see the custom at the time. See, the plain story in the custom at the time was, Uriah was the husband of Bathsheba. He was in the front line. All right? Now, the story is that David HaMelech saw her one day, and he desired her, and they brought her to him, and she became pregnant. All right? Now, the problem was, now, the Tukla, what are the halacha? What about the Yisrael Beis Dish? And, but that there was no problem, because there was a technicality. When they send their wives off to the front to avoid the whole problem of Aguna, in other words, the guy was lost or whatever, and they didn't know if he's dead, right? So they gave her a guest, right? And then they come back, they'd be married, right? Or whatever. So in other words, technically speaking, the Chazal say that you didn't do any chait, in terms of, right, Mai Saveira, he's a Mai Saveira. But nevertheless, in terms of the story, he brought her back. And he got him drunk and everything, and wanted to send him home so that he'd have relations with his wife. Alright? So the appearance would be that he was the father. In order to avoid a political scandal, I don't see what else, right? That's the story? That's the reason why? Whatever the reason why. I don't see anything else.
A lot of it was clean, but it's
right, but politically, I mean, yeah, as long as the quality for the sake of quality, you're all too, in other words. And once it's foul political, I don't mean to say he was on the level of foul political war scandal. I mean, his whole actions in the political area was because of, he led the nation according to the ideals of Torah, I mean. So to avoid a problem, in other words. Whereas he refused to listen to the, because he said that the comrades are on the front lines and suffering, and he can't indulge at this time, etc., etc. So David sent him back to the family with instructions to put him in the thick of the fighting. They put him in the thick of the fighting, he was killed. Then the message came from Yayav was the commander-in-chief, that he was killed, and simply don't let it bother you, that's the way it goes in war. I mean, some live, some die, that's it. In other words, he didn't kill him directly. The point is like this. In terms of, did he sin or didn't he sin? What would you say? Did he sin or didn't he sin? It's very simple. How often he didn't sin, but obviously, in terms of the philosophy, he actually gets important, the philosophy. In terms of the philosophy, in terms of the spirit, what they call the spirit of law, we know what it is, right? His motivations were all for the wrong reason. See, he worked it out. That we always say, a person can keep halacha, keep the system, right? But be evil. Now, he, the devil wasn't an evil man, but in this particular case, he was governed by his emotions. So there was a chait. Now, the Navi was sent to talk to David. I want you to just define what? If you have a question. Now, I'm just going to read the part how the Navi operates. You define what the whole thing is here. For the Bizman is there, a man can have telegesh. Even if a man is married, right? Can he have his telegesh mutum and a third Bizman is there? Smach like it. The Rambam, I think the Rambam also can. Smach like it. We're not concerned exactly, right? The Gemara is only concerned with the use of Eish Dish.
Please.
That the analysis is, in terms of the system he didn't do a chait, in terms of the philosophy he did. Now here's the Vayishlach Hashem es Nasan al David, and God sends Nasan to David. This is in chapter 8, the beginning of Pentecost. Vayavayel, he came to Vayemulah, and he said to him. Now here is the story. The question is a really beautiful piece of psychological insight over here. Now Nasan was charged with the task of presenting this information to him. Here, you know, learn a little technique from this. He says, Shnei Anashim Hayu Bi'erechas. There were two people in one city. Echad Ashiv, Echad Rosh. One was rich and one was poor. L'Ashir Hayitzayim Vaka Harbe Miyayit. The rich man had many oxen and sheep, Harbe Miyayit. But L'Rosh Ein Kerel, the poor guy had nothing. Kim Kiv Kiyim Kivsa Achas Kitan Ashakana. One little sheptor. One little sheep that he had brought. He kept it alive because the guy, one little thing in life, you know what I mean? Not just the physical, but, you know, emotionally it means a lot to the guy. He kept it alive. But Tigdal even grew up with him, being born of Yachta together with the children, it's part of the family. Mipitei Teichal, Mipitei, from his own pot. He fed it from his own, remember, he sat at the table already. He was a member of the family. Right? Umikisai Tishta, and from his case he would drink. Uchekai Tishkav, and in his bosom he would sleep together with him in the same bed. And he says right off, it's Ilei Kavas. As if he had tachta. Like his own daughter. You got the picture now? The rich guy on one side, poor guy.
Sheep.
And David's listening to all this. Vayavai Helech, Lisha Ashir. Vayachmael, Lakachas Mitzayai. Vayavai Helech. Helech means Helech, guest. I think Helech means guest. I haven't looked at you think so. Helech, pass it by. A guest. To the rich man. You got the story wrong. A visitor came through. Listen to this. To the rich man. And he couldn't bring himself to take from his own. This guy has multitudes of oxen. He couldn't take something from his own. He had to feed the guy. To prepare for the guest who comes in. So what did he do? Vayikach as kivsa to isha rush. He took the shepsula, right? The little shepsula, the daughter never. He took the daughter. That was a poor guy. Vayasel isha haboilav, and he made it for a right. He prepared it for the guest. Okay, this is the story he told to David. And what this has to do with Uriah and with Bathsheba, and who he was sent to talk about Uriah, he's talking about Sheba over here. Right? Vayichal af David v'ishmoi. And David got boiling angry, right? That's a man very much. Vayayim real nothing. And he said to him, Chai Hashem, he ben mavet to Yishai Yishai. Chai Hashem, he's just lost in the Shavua. Ben mavet, the guy should be killed. He's a murderer. He destroyed the other guy. He's destroying the other guy by taking it away. He should pay back four times. Because he did the Allah Shalai Chamal. Allah Shalai Chamal. He didn't have any mercy because he didn't have any chemla, any mercy. And now David, Atahish. The other guy.
Me and
Atahish. Now let's put the names in. You see, the names have been omitted to protect the innocent. Now the time is any names. Atoish.
Not really the fool and guilty. The names have been omitted.
One second. Let's see what happened over here. There's nothing. Shemuel K. Israel. He gets tougher as he goes along. He starts off with stories. He gets real tough. Koyam Ra Shemuel K. Israel. Anoichi Meshachticha Lamelech Al Yisrael. I anointed you for a king of Israel. And I saved you miyachol. Then nochas beis beinecha, and I gave you the house of your master. That's all about. Yes, the share beinecha b'chaykecha, and the wives of your master b'chaykecha in your bosom. Then nochas beis yisrael b'yehuda. I gave you the beis yisrael b'yehuda. V'yimot, v'yisif lecha kahena v'kahena. That's not enough. I added on to you kahena v'kahena for everything I've given you. Madua b'zisus devar Hashem. Why did you shame the Varash Lafas and Rabbi Einar? You killed him with the sword. You took his wife for your own wife. The Isai Harakta Bechera, Benayaman, and you can then he repeats his wife. Interesting. He tells him twice that you killed him. You took the wife, and him you killed with the sword, but now he tells how you killed. Before he mentions the fact that you're guilty, now he tells him how he killed him. And now the sword will not be away from your house forever. Akev TBZ Sunny, TZ Sunny, because you shame me. Again, he keeps it being a Liz Chalisha. Kayam Rashem, didn't he make him a lecha run in Zaytecha? V'nasati l'rayecha, v'shachar v'mashecha, l'eni Hashem v'shazayit. Ki yata sisa basasa, yuzi the basasa v'ani yesa dover, zay nega koi sof, nega shamash. All right, finally finished. V'yayim et David al-Nathan, chatsasi l'Hashem. Chatsasi l'Hashem. Now, what's the catch over here? Yeah. Fine. All right, you got the translation, simple translation, right? V'yayim et David al-Nathan, chatsasi. And then he says, because you admitted it, God forgives you. Because you admitted it. So what's the catch here, Jody? Apparently, this will fit in the answer, in other words. Right?
How did this affect others?
The first question is, I mean, it's a funny way, Nevi is sort of telling a little children's story over here about the sheep.
No, I know.
I mean, what?
One Nevi to another.
Covered in the Melech? No, I think... No, there's an etiquette. He's saying... See, after I was very analysis, I'll both said, please. And there's you should answer, you guys should answer that question. He said the reason why he gave the thing was covered. I mean, you don't get to the mouth, you don't just come in and hit him right away. But the obvious question is, if that's the case,
you afterwards.
First of all, the Tanakh doesn't record every detail. When a guy came before a king and he spoke to him, he doesn't say every word that he spoke. It's just the essence of the thing. I mean, we assume that they sat down, hello, how's your family, and then they go to the thing. The Tanakh doesn't record all of that. But yeah, but well, apparently the story is part of the thing. It's connected. Look, first, because the first question is, what's the meaning of the thing there? The second question is, right, so why didn't he get directly to the thing? Right? Now, Jody's point for that. Think about it. You know, first of all, I told you many times, you have a mechuyev to have the answer. You're mechuyev to meal. You know, to think. To look in. It's not a seminar. I'm not testing you. Honestly, I hate a kasher. Your reaction should be what your reaction really is. If you hear the kasher, it's good kasher, good. If you're trying and you really think you see something, good. But that's it. If you don't have anything, say your thing, Jody. Okay. The first kasher is, what, didn't David know the facts, what had taken place?
Well, first
what do you think
emotional,
the answer?
It was emotional action, right? So,
now, apparently
once you bring your emotions, so there's going to be other emotions to justify it. So, and then to justify
Well, we talked one time about denial. So what was David after he had done these things? I mean, well, how could the guy live with himself after all this? Apparently, what was he? I don't know if it was distortion. I don't know what, but the point is he hadn't faced up to what he hadn't really looked at the reality of here, right? He had repressed the whole mindset. Of course, there was a certain amount of rationalization, you're correct. The distortion could be true.
He didn't see
what he had done. Apparently, he had hidden from it. You have to assume that he was overcome by the emotions. I mean, that's it. Because when we read it, we're shocked. But you see one thing about Terry again. The greatness of the person is not that he doesn't have the emotion or that he can't be fooled by the emotion. It's chatasi. The greatness of David is when he says chatasi. But obviously that's why he couldn't get him to, you see? He couldn't go directly into the story. I think that the Jeremy is really very, very clear. Let me just get the. I don't want to spend the whole thing up and back. Because I think it's very important practical what I'm going to tell you now. And see, this is what I see from the yeshiva day in and day out, what the story is. And I just couldn't not say, I could never believe, but all the knowledge that we give you over the ideas, the system. I mean, and you see college, you see the other from people. And it's just not enough. I mean, I only assumed that I'd had the same reaction when even before I just had some ideas, some clarity has to go a while. And have a tremendous desire to get it, to go after it. And I see that. Another thing, when it comes to the point you have to have endless ideas and endless definitions, then there's something wrong with the whole procedure, the whole mechanism. Something wrong? Shout out is like this. In other words, there are two things over here. Before a person will admit will say chatasi, he has to have conviction about two things. What's that? First, the thing itself is, right? The category that it belongs to, the principle, right? That's one thing, right? You have to have a good conception of true ideas, right? If I say that, if I give you an argument and everything, that you bottled, you caused the guy to bottle, right? But first, if the guy doesn't think learning is very important, right? And joking around is just as equal, because the guy's happy, right? So how's the guy, what am I going to tell the guy? I'm giving you a whole argument for causing Batoa. I mean, according to him, Batoa is not anything. You got to first convince the guy that learning is valid. But the point is like this. If I saw you doing it, if I say you're bottling a guy, right? And I knew that you don't really appreciate the learning. I couldn't mix the two together. I couldn't just first go straight to you and I'll give you an argument because I'm going to show you that I could never do that. Impossible. Under those circumstances, you would never agree to step one. Why not? What?
Agree to step
one. Now, so why can't I teach in the premise? Because in this case, all the resistance, you see? In other words, here his own personal emotions are involved, you see? He doesn't want to be found guilty, correct? So therefore, he's going to resist that he did anything wrong. So he's going to resist, he's not going to see the ideal. He's going to fight that ideal, he won't accept the ideal. You understand? So that's why you have to have two separate steps. In other words, very often I see that guys go wild over sheer and a deer and this and that, right? And then I see their own life. They're not living anymore. It doesn't change them one iota. I can't believe if that's true, so how come nothing has changed? See? The answer is two separate areas. Two separate areas. The sheer is very effective. Because in the sheer, your own personal emotions, you're looking at it in the abstract. You look at the idea itself. You look at it in the chumash. You look at it in terms of logic. Your emotion can free itself. Of course, if a guy has powerful emotion in that area, he's going to be dealing with the guy that always rebel in the shit. They can't take it. But in general, if you don't have in that area, right? We're not talking about your life now. When we're talking about Nayach and the Darach, oh, everybody can laugh at them and how stupid they are and how crazy they are, and you can see it so clearly and everything. Of course, because we're not talking about you. If we take a look at your life, and everything, it's not going to be so smooth. It's not going to be so easy. You're not going to see. You're not going to be. It's not going to go 1, 2, 3. You see the steps. But the point is, that's the only way. Because first, a person has to have conviction about the idea that such a thing is true, and you see it, and your mind accepts it, and you know it's true. That's the first step. But the next step is that it's true in your life. Have that ideal apply to your case. You see that it's possible, right? That a person can have it on one step, but in his own life, he's fooling himself. He knows that learning is the best, and he's living a crazy life. How is that possible with the guy not going insane? This is the story of the East. Therefore, Nassan goes through two steps. Nassan first had to establish the category, you see? And he had to do it in a manner where David's emotions wasn't involved. You see? A different case. Let's talk about that, you see? And David was totally involved, and David saw clearly that that is evil. That is Chayiv Nisa. See? There was one that all we had to do was switch the thing. You had to. That's when that. Now take a look at what you did back here. That's it. And David was. Because that was David HaMelech. That was David HaMelech.
They said earlier that show.
David HaMelech can fool himself. You see? But once it's pointed out to him, he's got to straighten out. Now I see the same thing over here. What do I do when I speak and talk to a guy? I relate back to him. Remember when I talked about the idea, right? That you were there in the thing and you heard, right? Or if I'm referring to something that I chased, the idea, right? Now let's take a look at the guy's not living it. Apparently that transition to take the idea itself, the abstract, and to make it into personal conviction, that itself is a very difficult process. And I see one thing, I see that you guys are incapable of doing it on your own. You don't do it on your own for many reasons. First of all, it might take a little bit of it's an intellectual thing. You really have to work through and really master it, right? And you've got to go over your own emotions, and you've got to go against your own resistance, so you never take that stake. And you're left in a state where you're building up these huge things of abstract knowledge. And in your life, it doesn't have any effect whatsoever. But that's ridiculous. That's exactly what Rabbi Chaim was talking about when he spoke about personal conviction. I'll give you the mushroom what it is. I'll give you another mushroom. I think it's apt. And I can really, I can just take it. This is it. After you see this, I can't go any further. If you don't see this point. He's in a truck. And he knows that if a train comes and runs low, we'll get killed, right? He also knows that today, later on in the day, his train is coming, but this train is coming by. But he's lazy, he doesn't like getting up, you know? And he's very, very tight, can't move. So he keeps saying, all right, so I don't have to move now. Right? I know the train is coming, and, right? But I'll move later, I have time to work, move later. When does the guy, what's personal conviction over here, right? When the point arrives that he can't stay there any longer, right? When he knows that if he's putting it up, he doesn't want to move, right? When it finally reaches a stage when he knows if he stays a second longer he's going to get killed, he must move. That's personal conviction. Now I tell you one thing, fellas. Anybody here who seriously wants to get the truth, who really, I mean those who have seen enough of it to know what the yeshiva is all about, and who want to overcome all the obstacles along the path, whatever your thing is, whether it be lighting, whether it be the text, whether it be your tithing, whether it be your ego, whether it be a desire to be big in business or to be big in something else, whether it be a certain ideal that you're being governed, whatever it is, here's the way to find out if you really are going to make it or not. See? The only guy, I'll lay this down as an axiom of the premise, the only guy that gets this, I don't know if you know what the this is, the way I see the this, the true this, is the guy that feels about learning like the one on the railroad track when he moves. I can tell you this from my own personal experience. I think there's only one thing that got me to where I am in learning, whatever that level is, to where I am in learning. Which had to be overcome tremendous for my own self. I mean, each guy has his own emotions, right? I assume that your conflicts are as odd to you as mine with me. I mean, I can assure you there was tremendous emotional conflict. And no Torah life is free of these things. Especially in America. I mean, maybe Europe, I don't even think it was different in Europe. But whatever that case might be, is I felt the same about losing Torah as the person feels about staying there a second longer. I couldn't. And it was only an emotion. It was an emotion that saved me. An emotion! And it's only an emotion that's going to get you over the hurdle. I think people have a misconception of how we use the term emotion. Because we don't say emotion, we're not against emotion. We don't say emotion is there. I don't see how a person can live without emotion, and certainly I don't see how a guy can live as a philosopher. We always say that the thing is that the emotions are acting in a crazy manner, in a sick manner. That any but we of the world doesn't call it sick. The world calls sick physical sick. Or psychotic, you know, an insane asylum. The philosopher says, no, even if a guy coins the world is functioning well and he's making millions, could be making millions of dollars and being the biggest success, we look at the man and we say his emotions are sick, they're operating in a sick way, from the perspective of the truth. Now I say to you like this, and this is the thing. The only way you're going to get it is when this emotion, you have this emotion. If you can get yourself to stay at the track, if it doesn't, if you don't feel that way about the track, if you can get yourself to stay, the difference is that there you see clearly, you can't part with that, you can't part with your physical life. You must move. I gave somebody a marshal, I'm not going to mention any names, but I think it's a marshal that would apply to everybody, whatever your case might be. Single person had troubles in making a wing. And I said, hey, which one you got to work like a dog day. I gave him the whole thing. And the guy's not doing it. But this, but that, and all the things, you know, some are valid, some aren't, whatever it is. I said like this, let me ask you a question. And here's the test. If you knew that you had a physical illness and you were going to die in 3 or 4 months, and lu yituya, a chacham could say lu yituya means, let's say this is the case. Because even though this is not the case, we could still use that as an example. Can you finish home and say, let's say there was only one cure. And what was the cure? Learning how to make a language. Let's say there was a physical illness, a strain of cancer, and so we don't know how or why it works, but the only way it can be saved is learning how to make a landing, okay? Now, is what I'm saying so crazy that I shouldn't go on? It's impossible, it's whatever it might be. But let's say I could still use it. Now, I said to you, would you be able then, and would you miss it? Do you know? And the guy said, yes. So I said, so what? I understand. So make the connection. Now, I tell you, if you don't feel that way about this, and I say whatever your obstacle is in learning, whatever the thing is, your college classes and your car not getting, you can't put your car in the wall, whatever the whole chain of events is, and you're, I can go through each guy over here, I know the guys pretty well. Each guy, you should laugh at your own. That's good. When you can laugh at your own, the thing is everybody can laugh at the other guy's fault. When you can laugh at your own, that's good. Even if you're still doing the mindset. But you reach the level you can laugh at your own stupidities. That is the that's a step. When you can lift the other guys, when you will feel that way about this, then you've got a chance. I think you can make it. I can't guarantee it either. But I say that if you don't feel that way about this, if you can envision for yourself staying on the track and this track coming, you can envision that coming to be, then you're not gonna get it. If you can envision not having this in your life, walking away from it. If right now that's at the bottom of your mind, you may never have had it conscious. But if it's there, and if you search, you'll find it. And you'll find that it's alright, you'll be able to say, I tried, and I left, and this and that. If that exists within you, and you don't have, as I say, if you had a disease, and there was a doctor, maybe one doctor in New York City, they had the cure. You'd be running day and night, you'd be dead, tired, and no sleep, and then running the next morning. And then, the way you'd be running, you'd have no choice, you'd be complaining, I have no job to move. If you don't operate the same way here, you will not get it. And that's it. I spend hours and hours and hours going to particular, and then this problem, and that problem, how can I work out? If I have to do this, because look, these things don't have to be worked out by me. When do I have time? When can I make a say? If you need that, I never had a ready for that. I never even discussed my private life with the Rebbe. I mean, I don't know why it's not clear to me. But I mean, I saw in the Yeshiva Nursing a shiur from Rabbi Soloveitchik or from other rabbis, great things. I knew he was getting out of work day and night. Day and night. I mean, I knew that I'd have to find the time. I mean, I need them to tell me how to rearrange my schedule and find the time. If a guy comes to me like that already, if I have to hear with a car, with this, with that, I mean, it's crazy. I don't even have to brag that I went to YU, was an hour and a half, and I was there on time. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you were making money, you'd be there on time. I don't accept it, and no one will ever convince me that it's, you're fooling yourself. You're just fooling yourself. I tell you, this is the reality. I tried to give you the other. I think I've given the reality in a way that you've never heard before. The man who feels that he has to have this, like the man who feels he must find that doctor, will find it. Unless the guy is on such a dumb level that he can't. And I would tell a guy if that's the case. If we had people over here that were that way, that didn't have the head, I'd be honest. And I'd say, look, because I don't mean, what if, what, is there everybody in the world? Is it true that everybody in the world could get it? If they really, I don't know if that's the case. I don't know, because it does require an intellect, a certain level of intellect. And whether the person can have it is a question. But that I would tell you, I'm not dealing with people, I'm not fighting people. I never put people in pain if I see that these guys really can't have it. Or even so, if the guy is a hard meaner, right, and he wants to find out whether it's true or not, right? He's not sure. Let's say we'll start with the question. That's fine. I can't say. I have a general idea because I know other people with this level of mind got it, so you have a better mind or just good. I assume that you can get it too. Or if there's certain emotions operative that can't be controlled, that's also, look, that's not your fault. I'm sorry for that. But I mean to say like this, but the only way to ever know is by, you got to approach it this way. Did you ever approach it this way? Did you ever live this way? If you don't live that way, if you can find excuses for everything you do, would the CEO guy have a social life? I know you have to have a social life. And I'm saying don't have a social life. But if that's the thing, if there's a conflict, that's what's causing it, right? And you can't cut that out. I don't see it. Then you don't know what it is, and you don't know what you're missing, and you don't get to miss it. What you think it is, of course, you know, either guy is still learning, he's still trying, he's still attending. He looks at it differently. He's looking at it, yeah, he wants it, I'll deny that. You see, there's two different tenayim. That's why the Rambam gives the whole thing about Pasul Melech Teichel, Zui Derech Shel Teira. Pasul Melech Teichel, right? You know the thing, right? If you want to get the Teira, you gotta have Pasul Melech. You have to be capable of eating just bread and this, right? And just plain water. Sleep V'alar Tishan. And you'll sleep on the floor. Now, what do you mean? You mean to say that that's the only way? I mean, you can't live like that? You can't live in a palace? But you know nothing? Was a wealthy man? He doesn't mean that. He means to say that if a guy is $1 million, he wants to live his whole life to learn. Is that what he means? He means to say that if you're living in the castle, you don't have to? No, that's not true.
That's the extent you have to go, though.
No, that's not the extent. That's not what he means. That's not what he means. The extent. What if you have to go to that extent?
No, but it's
one word, of tonight. This is a tonight. Zui Darash Shalter means this is a tonight. You understand? It's got to be something which would operate on this tonight, that even if it's a tonight, he's talking about the tonight, a person has to be going into on a certain tonight. If your tonight is, then your tonight is wrong. You don't operate according to the true tonight. You're operating according, you're saying, given that I live in America at this time, and I have to have a certain social life, and I have to have a car, and I have to have this, and I have to have all that, and I have to keep up my standing in society, and I have to go to college, and I have to have all that, so this is how much energy I have left. And I'm using that energy in learning. So why am I getting it? And I'm telling you, if you can look at it that way, that's what tonight is. Tonight is past the most cycle. If in your situation, each guy is the abstract conviction. The conviction means how that idea applies to your life. How it applies to your life means what I do right now. What I do then. Am I living according, how am I implementing it? It's totally different for each guy. Maybe more fame, less than whatever it is. But there is a way that that ideal does intersect and meet your life. That is what it's all about. This is the mustard, this is the talk. This is what I can't go further. This is the chiyuv. I'm giving you the chiyuv now. Do you see what it is? You're right in the middle now, two rows. You see what the whole story is all about. Unless you've made a decision, otherwise I'm not knocking. I mean, this thing is intelligent about us. I'm not knocking, I'm saying that that's the you decide the way and then you leave the chiyuv. I'm not saying that. I'm only telling you, for those who really, know what we're talking about, who really see this way of life, who really want to live this way of life, but it's got to be on the proper Tanai. And then I see that 5,000 things come in the way, and all these things you must have. That is not the Tanai. There is a legitimate amount where a guy is capable, I'm saying, but you know what I mean? There is a legitimate. You have to understand, see exactly what I mean. Not a guy. Look, a guy. Such a thing. A guy can be an intelligent fellow. You know, about busting, learning, is that trying to learn? I'm not saying. You're not part of learning. I'm not saying you're part of learning. The Rambam says to Roy, when he sees that point. Remember, you know the Rambam says, right? Umi shenestai leva. He didn't say. I'm not saying that that's because you're part of learning. Learning won't be beneficial. I don't want to. Yeah, I'm not saying that. Look, understand everything in context. Lichta. It's very interesting. Even the way Rambam puts it. You see, because you have to read that. So how many people are like that, right? So Rambam goes through, this is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and when you learn, you should learn properly and learn clearly in definition and the method, and as much as you can have. But I'm only talking about those who want to be mukta because of Shal Torah. Mishin is such a separate halacha. He gives into all the halachas of Talmud Torah, who you adore. Then Mishin is Sai Levi, Lakaya Mitzvah Zikaroi. One who says heart movement. To be Makayim this mitzvah karoi. Believe it's mukhtar b'kesa Torah. And to be crowned with the kesa Torah. They mean someone who really sees this as life itself. He sees he's on a level where this is the greatest enjoyment. He sees this as the greatest way to live. Not that he's struggling to be a martyr. He doesn't mean that. Well, Yasir Taikus Barmachem. He shouldn't take his mind off for other things. He's telling his He shouldn't allow it to be in his heart. They'll get Torah together with all the other things in life. To get Torah. What do you mean? You just got finished saying that even if a person works has to be conveyed, right? You know what I mean? But you won't get that, in other words, that level. Right? That level of mastery. Of being able to really master Torah. The way it should be. The goal, in other words. Say, to live your life according to Chacham Satara, that it cannot be acquired together. Together. I mean, in other words, the acquisition, you can't split your energy between this and that. You can't split your energy between the two. If it happens to be there, I mean, if you happen to be wealthy, you're wealthy, but you can't operate on that premise. Kacha. They'll acquire them both simultaneously. Kachi Darka Shaltara. Pasmel Seichel Mayim Shur Tishta. The Alarat Tishtan. You live a life of pain. You mean pain in the physical, in other words. And in the Torah, you'll struggle. And he finished. Let me read the rest of the halacha. And it's not upon you to complete the task. To be a vowel from it. Hirbis Torah, Hirbis Char. If you increase Torah, you increase Char. Baschar with the Yatzar, the Char is going to pain. And these are, I'm not going to go into each particular right now what that means. That's the worked out. But the point is over here, Pasmel Seichel, he's talking about Nishin and Sol Levi. You see? And so that's what it takes. The person to know, that's what it takes. Not everybody is constructed that way. I don't know if everybody's constructed that way. But a lot of people want to believe that they really are that, and in reality, they're not. You know what I mean? They're living on two different things. You see, they want to believe that they're that. They want that crown, but they don't want to sleep on the ground. You know what I mean? I don't like the conditions that are attached to it. I think the best thing is a realistic conception. A realistic conception.
I
don't know about that. I think you can have that feeling. You can have that emotion. I don't know about that. I had that emotion to learning. Long before I really was successful in it, what I would consider to be, for me, I say success is for each guy. You don't have to say you have to be a genius, I want you to know. I want you to know another thing. This is wrong with the geniuses. That's what he says. That's why, I guess that's why he brings it in writing right off. It doesn't mean to say you're going to be a massive tyrant of, because the guy will say, okay, I'll give up because I guess that's why he brings his emotion, right? All right, I will say, all right, people, I'll turn away from the world and everything, right? I want conditions. But I'll get that same, right, satisfaction here. I'll be the big guy there. There are people that think like that. They will give up all the goods of this world if I could be the good one there. The chief rabbi. There are such things. But that's ridiculous. That's not the real thing. And it doesn't mean to say, you don't understand. It doesn't, you're not the master, like the, for you. In other words, this idea, when we say it's the greatest joy, we mean, even if you won't be a master of Torah. Right? To whatever, how that idea relates to your life, what level you'll be on. There's no doubt it'll be tremendous joy in anybody's life on your own. I've seen enough of your minds to know that you guys have very good heads and you can think clearly. And if you would be able to master it, see, I only try and, I say all these proofs why Torah is the best, this and that. If you'd only taste that enjoyment, it wouldn't be proof. I just mentioned the Rabbi said yesterday, we knew, we were determined this is the best. We always knew this is the best, even before we had it formalized. Later on, after you, you know, let's see if we can prove it. Let's see if we can isolate it. Of course. I mean, if you eat the steak and then you have a tuna fish, so you know which is better. You have to have a hold 1 second. How do I know which is better? Let's prove. Let's sit down and think. Oh, and you have 5 proofs. Now I know the steak is better. I don't think it works that way. I don't see why it should work that way differently over here. Right? The experiential proof. Right. This yeshiva, the experience, everything is isolated, abstract. There's no things experienced.
Why do we bother proving it
wrong? That's a good question. Fiction. You don't have the personal conviction that it's really true. You think it's not. You think it's just saying words. You don't, when we're talking about the enjoyment, when we're talking about that enjoyment of being in thought, you don't know, of course, your super ego tells you that's a good ideal. You're looking at pure in terms of an ideal, you're also looking at it in terms of other benefits. You see what I mean? But I think the real concern there, we came to that fitted in so great, you see, when a guy has the experience. You see what I mean? And now you go back, I mean, that's the reason why they had something, of course. It changed, yeah, now you know, it's different, you see? It's different, like a guy is eating the best steak in the world, but he doesn't know it's a good steak. Then he's told it's the best in the world. Certain, right? Yeah, it's something. All right, whatever it is. I'm not saying it has no place, it has no value.
If you
give
it a thing, it's not going to create the emotion.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. How can it create the emotion? There's no shyness to create the emotion. And every guy's telling me, you know, I still give him a list of guys. They tell me, 1 second, but I know the proof. So whatever, the proof wasn't there. So what's wrong? And I really am a philosopher, because I know that proof. That's not a philosopher. I'm not knocking people either. You know, I'm not doing it in the sense of knocking anybody. Please. It's so bad. A lot of these things, I think the conscious guy's asking, it's taken personal. You can't, it becomes a battle. Like, I'm the authority, and I'm not a few more arguments than you have, so I gotta put you down. That's not what I'm getting at either. That's not. And I'm not knocking if you don't feel this way right now. I'm not saying it's your fault. And I'm not saying that if you don't feel that way right now, you're never going to feel it. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm only trying to clarify for you what it is, what we've been talking about. Isn't that correct? We've been talking about this whole thing and about the old proof and a guy who feels that way and the love of learning and all of this. Did you ever have it, what I meant and what we all mean as clearly as now? I don't think I ever say this clearly because I always assume the guys know exactly what I mean. Is this clear moving? A clear presentation? And that feeling pushed me. Which means that the counter forces must have been so strong. I knew that when everything, a feeling that I'm going to get into train, I was losing learning. In other words, I could fool myself at times. I could fake myself out. If that's the case, how could I ever get in the situation? No, I could fool myself a lot of times. Start taking it easy, this, that, and think I'm gaining, but I'm not. In other words, I grew up in the same field. I mean, obviously. David Melech could do it for himself, and we can certainly. I'm still capable of it. I'm always working on myself. I know my shortcomings. I know my strengths. I think the thing I've gained, I think I have over some of you here, is that I've been the hope for years of working and getting to recognize the emotions, knowing how to recognize them, and being honest to recognize and deal with them, which you need training. When I go clear, but you never tell me about learning. He said, why is he here? Hey, look, he enjoys this more than anything else. He enjoys it a lot. So I said to him, look, that's a very hard one. And it is a very hard one. I mean, you have to take everything into perspective. I'm isolating one thing now. I don't mean to put you down. I just want to explain terms. What we mean by terms. What we mean, what we're talking about, what it is, what gets you, how do you move. I think that this is the crux of the matter. And I think that therefore, in a sense, I don't think you're deserving of credit to have chosen this kid. I saw clearly, you see, I guess it was that, well, I'll find out more clearly what it is, why I have the emotion, and why some guys have that emotion. I saw Eichner and Noel Bender. I saw impossible. I could not accept the fact of not having one. I could not accept that. I couldn't live with it. I mean, to me, that was like the
train.
That's not what I got. So if I had to fight like a guy that's running around for a doctor, and there's all that fighting, they'll be good. You see? And I think that, I don't think that I had any natural tools that are superior to yours. I said it very honestly. I know whatever I got in terms of the skills and training. I was like, you guys are naturally really in there. And they need training too. You can't go without training. But I see whatever I have in sort of purely some training from the Gemara. And I see, I see guys around here that I think better natural, more natural than I am. But I see that if the guys would work, if they put that effort in, I think they would have it. And stop looking all the time for that new solution, the new thing, how the easy technique, how will I solve this, how will I solve that. Because the only thing is hard work. That I can't, there's no thing but hard work. And all these things, this, all the excuses, it's ridiculous, it doesn't make any sense. No question about it, that's it. And I have tremendous respect for that.
Yeah, but there is, but that is not, in other words, let us not, we're always confusing one for the other. I'm talking to a guy like I'm talking to this guy and really that guy.
The guy that's inside Levi that sees this as something that he must have, must master, must have to internalize, must be able to go through and work through all the steps and really be involved in thought. All right, then how good, how great, how creative. But that kind of thing, and to be able to, in all areas of life, thought, knowledge in life, his whole life is the enjoyment of ideas. His life is the enjoyment of ideas. His whole life.
I say that is not easy, especially today in America. And when I say that you have to have the, what do you have to get it? Let's say the sheer would say, what do you have to get it? That is, you have to look at that, and the guy is sitting on the railroad track. And keep in mind, every time you stand, you start to bond your sleep and whatever it is, you don't realize the train is coming, and you put it off for tomorrow and all that. Within reason, of course, guys just get sick. But I mean, so you know yourself when you know it means a mountain effort that's going to save your life. So always, in other words, if we have to, I don't have to distinguish between one is legit and one is not. You know yourself, you're right, dependent upon you. That's the point. That's the story I told you. That's the essence of the whole thing over here with David HaMelech. You see, because when he said Chatasi was, he couldn't, Chatasi meant the train, the train was coming, Chatasi. You see, he couldn't be in denial of reality any longer. He couldn't take it anymore, that was it. You see, he had the personal conviction. So nothing had to operate on two levels to create abstract conviction and then personal conviction. When he created personal conviction, Tussie, that was it. He had to go. He had to change. I can't stay a moment longer. I can't stay in this state. I have to choose. I cannot stay in this state a moment longer. Now this is clearly what it is. That's the whole essence of Musar and everything, whatever. I don't think I can say more than that. Now I give you the Tziyu B'chad B'chad. That's what it entails. That's the situation. Each guy thinks of it very, very carefully and be honest. And even, I'll tell you, you can decide that you don't know yet, or whatever. At least you know what this and what that is. I want you to have a clear picture of the two sides. And whatever it is you decide, you shouldn't fool yourself. No, and be honest with yourself. Don't fool yourself. Into this subject, I know I may have been rough with some guys because we've been having a lot of shooting and everything. I don't think we've missed that much. You guys are terrible. I don't think it's been a bad situation. As far as, keeping your head moving, head in the mouth. But to me, it's been worse. I've been spending hours and hours of guys in the last 2 weeks going over this and this is a bit of personal condition. And I can't take it a second longer. If you think it's rough to hear it, I can't, for me, it's just, I think that I had a feel, and I told you what it is. I can't make it any clearer. Now I go back and share it in, running with you, helping you, of course. If you have a kasha, even if it's a lot, whatever it is. You have a cash, you're trying to do whatever. But I'm going, that's it. I've showed you, I've taken off the time to show you what it's all about. Now, the rest is in your hands. Your life is in your hands. I'll just be ready. Okay, everybody, so that's it.